You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
An open investigation of the Secret Service. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News says that the Homeland Security's Inspector General has just started to evaluate the security lapse of the Trump assassination attempt. Some lawmakers will get a briefing today. The Secret Service Director, Kimberly Cheadle, will testify at a House hearing Monday. Republican Senator Rick Scott tells Fox Business.
So if it was her responsibility to make sure this was done right, I don't know how she can continue to keep her job.
At Saturday's rally, some attendees reported a suspicious person, then seeing a gunman on a rooftop. Fox's Jonathan Sari reports from Butler, Pennsylvania. There's new video we have obtained.
Police are trying to reach the location of the shooter, but you see them blocked by a perimeter fence. They first try to scale the fence. They eventually ram the fence with a police cruiser to create an opening. But the Army veteran who shot this video tells Fox News Digital he's surprised that the security plan did not involve a patrolled access point in case of this very type of emergency.
The former president, with his bandaged ear, sat at the convention last night watching his Republican campaign rivals support him, including Nikki Haley.
In this moment, we have a chance to put aside our differences and focus on what unites us and strengthens our country.
His daughter-in-law also spoke.
I have seen this man dragged through hell and back, in and out of courtrooms, indictments, impeachments, mugshots, and even an assassination attempt. And yet, he has never backed down.
RNC co-chair Lara Trump, the keynote speaker Tuesday. Today, on day three of the RNC, expect a full lineup, including a speech from the first millennial to join a presidential ticket, vice presidential nominee, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance.
As Fox's Jeff Manasso in Milwaukee, President Biden will address Latino voters in Las Vegas the day after he told the NAACP the Trump presidency was hell for Black Americans. America's listening to Fox News.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, you've heard me say that cell phone service with Pure Talk is half the cost of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text, plenty of data, and you think, okay, Hannity, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Just ask the thousands of listeners who have made the switch of mine, and they love Pure Talk and their U.S. customer service, the great coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. Dial #250, say the keyword save now to start saving.
Should you buy? Should you sell? Where do you start? Join us each Tuesday morning at 7:30 for Real Talk About Real Estate. Our industry aces, Walter Campbell and Deborah Pierce with Keller Williams, offer advice for buyers, sellers, and investors. From flipping to financing, they'll answer your questions and share tips on how to do it right. Real Talk About Real Estate, Tuesday mornings at 7:30 on News Talk 96.5, KPEL, on air and on the app.
New pet dreams.
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be friendly?
Will he chase balls?
And lifelong wishes.
Will they be healthy?
Start with regular veterinary exams. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hello, welcome Moon Griffon Show. What a day, what a day. Great to be with you. 844-766-6607. It is always a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline right here as we around the great state of Louisiana and beyond. Don't forget, I'll be off the next couple of days and taking a vacation day yet, but I'm trying to squeeze one in. All righty. It is an honor to have a gentleman from North Carolina. He's a representative. His name is Jason Sains. They did real tax reform in North Carolina, something that we kind of avoids us. We talk about it, but we don't do anything about it. I figure, what the heck? Let's get some people out of state that are actually participating in it and watching their state grow. Jason, Representative Sains, how you doing, sir?
Be on with you.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said good morning. Great to be on with you.
Oh, man, thank you for spending a little few minutes with us this morning. So, y'all, and I'm reading the headlines of what y'all done and the reforms y'all made and the tax reform y'all made and the legacy and what y'all economy's doing. Let's talk a little bit about what y'all did. And I got some questions because we now have the governor we want. We have 2/3 in the House and Senate. And Jason, you don't know me, but I'm sick of all the talk. I am a show me guy now. You know what I'm saying? It's hey, not a cut on anybody. It's just a fact. I'm a show me guy. I don't want to hear nobody say over here what we do is steps in the right direction.
Well, you know what? I'm the same way. And I spent time away from my family going to Raleigh, which is about 3 hours from. I take time away from my business. When I first was appointed to office. And I was appointed because our economy was in such shambles that I was part of the 11% in my district that were unemployed at the time, record high unemployment. And my legislator resigned, appointed, and a mission to go get something done.
Jason, are you moving around? You kind of you sound good, and then you break up a little bit.
We may have a bad connection. I'm not sure. But let me know if that doesn't work. I'd be glad to call back.
Yeah, you sound perfect right now. But go ahead. Go ahead and tell your story.
Very good. Very good. But, when I left for Raleigh, I wanted to make sure that, one, people had the ability to earn money for their family, for themselves, and make sure that their lives get better. And the way to do that is through tax reform. If you don't fix your economy, if Louisiana don't fix their economy, you'll be falling behind just like we were for years and years and years. We took control in 2010, the Republicans did, and we had spent decades at the bottom of everything. And so we made it our mission. We set out our goals, and we said, this is what we want to accomplish. So first and foremost, you got to know where you want to go before you can get there. And we said we wanted to reduce the tax burden on families and businesses. We wanted to close tax loopholes, eliminate most credits so that people weren't playing this game and corporations and people are trying to find ways to not pay. Why don't we just reduce the rates and that way they get to keep more of their money? We got rid of exemptions and deductions and that was only available to just a few taxpayers. So if you could afford a good CPA, you were in good shape. But if you're just a regular North Carolinian, you had a payment. It was hard for people to do. So we said, we're going to do that. We're going to broaden the tax base and lower rates. And then we said we wanted to encourage economic growth. Right now, we just got the newest rankings. We went to number 2 now, to the state that's most business friendly. We spent the last 2 years at number 1. I would contest that we're still number 1, but we'll take number 2 and strive for number 1 again. But and then we enact an evolution and not a revolution of tax policy over time. If you're going to eat an elephant, you got to do it in one bite at a time. And we said, let's measure our progress. Let's get stuff done. We know where we're going. And then maintaining the commitment. We just didn't do a one and done and say, well, pat ourselves on the back and tell ourselves how
Jason,
great we did.
Jason, that's us. We are. This is my most hated phrase. Anybody that listens to my program, when they start talking about we made a step in the right direction, I throw up. I do, because we never see step. Well, what's the second, third, fourth, fifth? We never see that. Step in the right direction, pats on the backs, high five, we did something, go run for re-election. We've been watching this for a long time in Louisiana, and that's why when I saw the miracle in North Carolina, it's really not a miracle, it's a blessing that y'all actually woke up and said, hey, we better do something. We don't do anything different. That's why I'm hoping Governor Landry and this legislature we'll do something different, because everything you're talking about sounds like Louisiana. But we're still there. We hadn't moved.
Yeah, we looked at it differently, Moon. We said this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It, you know, you take that first step, but, you know, if you're going to get somewhere, you got to keep walking. And so we took the next step and the next step. And look, the press, you know, all of our detractors and haters told us that, you know, we were going to upend the state, that we were going to end up like Kansas, that, you know, we were going to break the bank, and it wasn't going to work. And we knew that it would, but we had a lot of buy-in in both houses, our Senate and our House. I was our finance chairman during a good portion of that period. I'm now the appropriations chairman, which that's important too. You got to watch what you spend when you're cutting taxes. You got to watch what you spend. You can't spend more than you take in, and that's what Kansas did. We learned from Kansas. We're not going to do that. We still don't do that. We've been very disciplined, but in the Southeast, we were at a top income tax rate at 7.75% on individual income. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a big chunk of family budget. And then corporate was high up there too. It was right up there with it. And we said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to start reducing that. What we also did, though, we also upped the standard deduction. So if you're a family that is, you know, economically disadvantaged, we're gonna give you a head start. We're gonna say, look, you're at the lower rungs of the economic ladder. We're gonna give you more opportunity to earn dollars, to keep more money in your pocket, because, you know, a rising tide does raise all boats. So we approached it on both ends. It wasn't just for special interest. It wasn't just for high income earners. We did it for everybody. And we you know, by eliminating special credits and reduce those itemized deduction, we simplify how you pay taxes and how you figure out what it is that you're going to owe to government and keep state government running. And that whole time we've been able to keep those reductions, you know, steadily coming in. And the best news is we keep running surpluses every year. So even as we cut taxes, Reaganomics turns out does work. You can cut taxes and have more revenue, because you have more revenue because there's more economic activity and more people get to participate in a growing economy. So that's been a huge part of our success, knowing how to do that, but also, you know, knowing that if you hit everybody in your economy, everybody can win.
Yeah.
We took the sales tax rate. We've decreased that. We've been ratcheting that down. So we went from that 7.75%. Now we're on a trajectory, and our tax reform is still going. We've put in triggers, and we'll talk about that. But we're now at 4.9% for individuals, and it will go down to 4.75%. Well, actually, it went down 4.75% this past year, and then it ratchets on down to 4.25. So we're doing that incrementally. So you might not, you know, if you're of moderate income or high income, you might not notice it as much. But if every dollar matters in your household, and it does in mine, you notice it, you feel it, you got more money to spend. Even in a national economy where inflation is running amok, we're able to still reduce those taxes for people. And what we've put into place, by 2026, it'll be down to 3.99% for individual income. So it is a formula that works, but you have to be disciplined. You can't just sit on your rear and say, look what we did, and throw a party and think that's it. It's work. It's tough. You got to keep people together. We've had majorities and sometimes super majorities. It kind of goes ebbs and flows. We've had Republican governors, and right now for the last two terms, we've had a Democrat governor, but we've not looked back. We keep pushing it. We keep doing it.
Yeah. We're talking to Jason Sains. He is Representative Jason Sains out of Newark, North Carolina, where they actually did some tax reform. You mentioned triggers, and I don't like triggers, mm-hmm. but you got to explain how it works there, because here's what happens here. When we're getting around a trigger, they figure out a way not to make the trigger kick in. They do. Look, right. this is pre-Jeff Landry as governor, okay? And they're talking about working on this coming spring, okay? And there's a lot of talk about changing this and changing that. So you got to explain how the triggers work, because here we get close to a trigger, you can bet your fanny they're going to figure out a way not to let the trigger kick in. That's why I don't like them, because here they don't work. They hadn't worked yet. How about that?
Well, that's right. They don't work if you don't honor them. And we said, look, you take us at our word. We had to do it. I would have passed tax reform and put it in for a 10-year period and never looked back. But I had members in my caucus and members in the Senate caucus that get a little squirrely, that weren't really committed. So one way to get a majority and a supermajority to vote for it was to say, hey, if we're wrong, then these triggers will keep us from bankrupting the state. We knew we were right. We believed in what we were doing.
Yeah.
So triggers only work if you believe in it. But what we implemented, if you look at in 2011, corporate tax rate was 6.9%. But in 2014, we reduced it to 6%. And then the revenue triggers were implemented to continuing lower the tax base. We said, hey, look, we're right. We got more revenue. So the trigger went in. It reduced it to 5%. And then in 2016, we reduced it to 4%. And then in 2017, reduced it to 3%, again, based on those revenue mm-hmm. triggers. But we stuck with it. We said, look, okay, we're going to have reform. It's going to work. And when we hit these triggers, it's just automatically going to do it.
Yeah, we had here, the one thing we do in the state, we change so much, so we never let something go to the final conclusion, and that's hurt us. Let me take a break. His name is Representative Jason Sains with Q&A. Sales tax, what did y'all do about lawyer reform and tort reform and collateral source and things of that nature? Because, boy, we got a lot of problems here, and addressing them all has become a problem. Anyway, let me take a break. We'll come back. His name is Representative Jason Sains. North Carolina, big tax reform. They said one of the top economies in the country. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites: nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call him today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajuns' delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it. We do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
Mike here from Rebay.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you want to be part of the program, you can always email me, moon@moongriffon.com. We're talking to Representative Jason Sains of North Carolina, with tax reform. They actually didn't talk about it for 432 years. They actually did something about it. I can't help it, Jason. I've been doing, I'm almost 31 years in the business, and I've been listening to this for the whole 31 years. And one of the things that the media and the left does in this state is they make it sound like if you do this, how are we gonna fund government? Well, I always thought if you cut taxes, you have to cut spending. You have to shut down some of the spending. How did that combination work for you guys? And well, I know it's going to bring in more money, but I mean, you can't. When I say that is, all they want to do is spend here. They don't care where they get the money. They go steal it from all the widows out there out to freeze it. They do not care. So my question is, how did that part of it work out? How did that equation work out for y'all?
Well, and that's a great point, and because you can't just rely on one part of it. That will never work. It's like trying to play the Super Bowl and only bringing your offense. You got to have your defense too, and you got to have your special teams. You mentioned tort reform and telling the lawyers no, that they couldn't get everything they ever wanted. We did a couple things on medical bills. We said we had it was Senate Bill 33, and this is way back in 2011 when we started. We said, look, we're going to put a cap on compensation. We made ER doctors accountable, but you couldn't just keep suing for jackpot justice, and that's what was happening. People just found a way to. Lawyers would go and they'd get big claims out there and they'd keep a portion of it. Meanwhile, the person that they claimed to be trying to fight for and help wasn't getting but a small fraction of it anyway.
Sound like Louisiana.
We put a cap on that.
Louisiana. Matter of fact, if you ever come here and you get in a hotel and you start watching the news, 3 out of 4 commercials going to be trial lawyers. If you go down and look at the billboards, 3 out of 4. I mean, it's unbelievable here. That's a problem, and every time we go to change something, Jason, every single time, here come the trial lawyers fighting at the legislature. We got people to give in, not every now and then, every single time.
Oh, yeah, and they've got lots of money, and they got lots of influence. When I go down to Louisiana, I love coming down to your state, but if I've driven from New Orleans to Baton Rouge, the amount of advertising for lawyers and for jackpot justice is what I call it. It's just unbelievable. You come to North Carolina, you don't see that because they don't have the incentive to do that here anymore.
How did y'all beat that back?
By the way,
Jason, how did y'all beat that back? Because we get beat every time, especially in our state senate. But we get beat every time we try to change something.
Yeah, we just, again, discipline. We took we got beat up over it. I mean, just like it's happened in Louisiana, we had the press on us. We had the special interests working against us. Stuff in the mail, stuff on television, telling you how horrible we were, and we just put our head down and kept going. I mean, we didn't look up. We said we know this is right for our state. And by the way, lawyers are still doing pretty well in North Carolina. They're not missing it. But what we are missing is the fact that business now can operate because they're not looking over their shoulder every moment about who's going to sue me next, what's going to happen next. So we did tort reform, huge part of our success. We wanted to be the most business-friendly state in the country. When you're business-friendly, that means people have jobs, they're happier, they're making more money, they get to keep more money, and that's why we're leading. And oftentimes, when we've got a governor now that, he complains about our policies, but he's always there to cut a ribbon for every new business that we attract from those high-tax states. We bring them from California. We bring them from New York, Pennsylvania. They're coming here, and we are a right-to-work state, too. So the unions don't have a lot of power here, and that works in our favor, too. But we've kept it that way. We have fought that back and continue to fight that. But those things mixed with that tax reform and disciplined spending control and not expanding government. One of the things you can do is starve the beast a bit. You don't have
not
to
here.
Add
not here, well, Jason. We don't even know what that is. It's all about government. You mentioned about businesses coming there. Y'all must be getting a bunch of our people. We have an out-migration problem here, and it's all based off of jobs. We're losing our best and brightest in young people every day. We're in the top three. You see them out of Illinois. You see them out of New York. You see them out of California. Louisiana's right there. And so we're a right-to-work state, but I think people take that right and they go work somewhere else. I mean, I'm listening to you, and I'm jealous as hell. How about that?
Well, hey, and you know what I love is preaching this in every state that asked me to come talk to. I've come down and talked to some of your legislators. You've got some good folks Blame the Guys is one that has you know, sings. He knows what North Carolina has done. He sings our praises. But I want him, and I want everybody else at the Louisiana Legislature to change their ways and give us competition.
Jason,
yes, sir.
And I hate to cut you. I got to take this break. Don't go nowhere. I got a few more questions. This is Moody Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the fortified roofing system, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing right now. Go to HudcoRoofing.com. That's HudcoRoofing.com. Fill out the form, and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HudcoRoofing.com. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
For eligible individuals.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Looking for uncommon talent? Meet the grads of life. They're not the typical candidates you're used to, but they're exactly who your company needs. An ideal fit for entry-level positions, internships, and even mentorships. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hey, hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to be with you. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. 844-766-6607. I don't have Jason Sains, Representative Jason Sains, North Carolina. They made big changes there. Now, Jason, I'm going to back up on something. So, you know, you talked about it, and I look, I know you're elected official, you're Republican. I get that. Don't get mad at me for saying that. But listen, talking about when you eat an elephant, you eat a piece at a time, we can't afford that anymore. We have become last in almost everything. We got out-migrating people. Jason, we have got to take not a big step, a gigantic run to get in the game. That's how far back we are. I don't think a step here and a step there will work. I really don't. That's why I tell you, I laugh at the people, well, we made a step in the right direction, because you never see the next step. So if you were us, and you know some of our problems, you talk to elected officials here, you know them. I mean,
sure.
What do we need to do big? Because we got to do some of it big. Now, we're getting bombed by the lawyers. We have an out-migration problem. We have a job problem. We have an economy problem. We've had a crime problem. We're trying to address that. We have a tax reform problem. And all of our money's dedicated in the state budget. Jeff Landry, to his credit, and some legislators are trying to do something with the Constitution. And really what they're trying to do is put this money back, you know, the statutes, just to take it out of the Constitution, where we can't cut but in certain places, But nobody, they got people make a lot of money with our state staying like we are. So if you had to say some big things we could do, because I'm telling you, it may little steps may have worked for y'all, but here we got to have some big, big things happen. We need to do something gigantic. Might sound radical to the media, which it will, and to the left, but brother, we need help now. I mean, I'm being honest. We need to see a difference in the next few years, not in the next 10 or 12.
Well, consistency is probably the biggest thing that you could do, and that sounds like a whiteboarding of a corporate business office and saying, "Oh, consistency," like a nothing word. But the one thing that legislators can do, one, I told you, lay out your goals, tell us where you're going, and then enact it and say, you know, we're going to do it in this many increments, and here's our plan. But you got to do it on many fronts. So when I say we took, you know, bites at a time, but we took bites from all sides of the elephant too.
Yeah.
So we were eating from the outside in. We reformed our budget. We reformed how we spent money. That too, you know, if you're spending less, you got economic activity happening, and it helps you get over that little hump when people think that it's all going to be bad. They can see the reforms are working. We do regulatory reform every year. We have a committee that looks at government regulation and says, what are we doing that's just stupid? What are we doing just for the sake of government, mm-hmm. and get rid of it? Mm-hmm. We do that on every level of government, and so that's important too, because that consistency says to your business community they're serious. They mean what they say. We took our unemployment insurance and we reformed that. We said, look, we're not going to incentivize being unemployed. I know it don't work. I was unemployed at one time, and I've also been a business owner. It's the worst thing in the world because it incentivizes the wrong thing. We reduced the payments to people. We said, we'll be a bridge to help you get there, but we're not going to be a crutch, and we're not going to be something you can count on for life. So we reformed that. We reformed how we did transportation. Transportation was where a lot of stuff was happening, you know, graft and a good old boy system where they did it the way they always did it. And
Jason,
you know, some people got rid of it.
Jason, let me cut you for this. With $15 to $18 billion backlog, who in the hell is responsible for that? Why would a state, a government, an entity, once you got a billion or two in a hole, you'd go, uh-oh. We got a problem. We better do something. Not here. We just look the other way and let it keep going. And I'm not saying every other states are not like us. I'm just saying, man, we need something we can grab. Oh, we got the highest sales tax in the country. You know, the highest sales tax card. Now, look, I'd rather pay sales tax than income tax. Don't get me wrong. But the last governor we had, we wasted 8 years. He set us back 20. Everything for him was Medicaid expansion, federal money, and raising taxes. That was it. That was what we dealt with for 8 years. Now, when you already last, he set us even further back. Now, we got a new governor. We still believe Jeff's going to make a difference. And now we own the House and Senate. But over here, the Senate, even if the Republicans are in charge, you got a bunch of leftist Republicans in there that don't move the needle on any of the stuff you're talking about. Nothing, Jason. Nothing.
Yeah. And that's it. You'll never get there if you don't fix that problem. Because we were there. We were the same place. Okay. 2011, we were $2.5 billion in debt on unemployment insurance. Mm-hmm. By 2017, we had a $1.8 billion reserve. Mm-hmm. That was our state record. We continue to pile into that. That we're not touching it. We have fixed that. Our unemployment rate was at 10.4%. By 2017, it was at 4.1, and now we hover around 3, which is negligible. I mean, that's just people looking for different jobs. Our tax foundation rank in 2011 was 44. By 2017, we were 11. We had 3.8 million people employed in 2011. By 2017, we had 4.4 million employed. I mean, we changed the whole narrative, but it's tough. I mean, look, legislators, it's not going to be an easy thing. It will not be an easy thing. But you have to do it, because if you don't do it, if you don't start now, and your point, if you don't take those big leaps now, and I'm leaving the legislature after this year because I've done my part, and somebody else needs to come back. I'm not a career politician. That's not why I signed up. But I know that the reforms that I've put into place, are going to continue long after I'm gone. They're in law. We put them in a statute. What I've done and what I've done with my colleagues, because nobody does it by themselves, we can look back for decades and know that this is in motion. We haven't grown state government. We've reduced state government. Looking to put a big problem, Louisiana.
Our budget is 50. What is y'all budget? Our budget is around 50 billion. 48 billion or something like that. Huh?
See, which is crazy. How many people are in Louisiana?
4.5 million.
So we got 10 million people in North Carolina.
Yep.
Our state budget is $32 billion.
But say, okay, we got a $48 billion budget. I'm not making this up now. You can go check. I think we got 4.7 million. I saw 4.56, but we're losing people. Under Edwards, we lost between 100,000 and 200,000 people. That's people leaving for jobs, Jason. Our budget's way higher than y'all's. Let me ask another question. If your budget's 32, you said?
Yeah.
What's the percentage of federal government budget, just if you were grabbing a percentage of the 32?
So, and I don't know exactly how to answer it, but I'm going to answer it this way. Our state budget is 32, and the federal spending in our state is something comparable to that. Like, it's almost on parity, like another $32 billion in federal dollars.
So our budget, I was counting federal budget money. Our budget is, I think, 28 from just the state-generated revenue, 27, 28 mm-hmm. billion. Which, by the way, is a lot higher than it was. A lot higher than it was. And so I was just kind of curious because we're running almost 50% of federal budget, but it seems like y'all are too. But you, at least y'all got an economy to back up the state side. We don't.
Well, that's right. And you're very disproportional when you think about, you know, we've got 10 million people and you got 4.5. I mean, that's a huge difference. And that too is at the root of the problem here. You spend way too much money for the little amount of people that you have. And I say little, I mean, it's still a lot of people, but you know, it's smaller number than North Carolina. And so, you know, that has to get right sized. If you don't right size that, you'll never get there.
We got highest insurance rates in the country. Our insurance car, automobile, home, liability insurance is off the chart. I just was reading another top Florida property insurer to cut rates this year. I mean, we are fighting so many battles here. That's why I tell you, it's got to be big, big, big chunks everywhere. Or we're not going to change everything. Jason, what is anybody, and you may want to answer, you may not, but I'd love to see the governor and the legislature take a trip to North Carolina and say, here's what we've done. And I don't know why we won't go to a state like North Carolina. We go to Texas. Texas next door and say, what are y'all doing? Because when they come back, here's what always happens. Not this group. They always come back and say, well, we different than that state. We can't do it like that. We got this we can't do it mentality. And, boy, it's frustrating because I know this state's better than that. But, man, we don't move. We didn't do what y'all do. We don't even think about doing what you guys do.
Well, we didn't do it for decades and decades, so it takes legislators who are willing to do it. Glad to host them anytime. Come to North Carolina. I'll come down, be an evangelist on it, and talk about it because you got a great state. I love Louisiana. Got great people. I've been to many places across your state. But when you're losing people, when you're losing talent because you got the wrong policies, mm-hmm. it can't stay great. People have to realize that if you want to change it, it's going to take some big, bold steps. And it can't be lip service, and it can't be a one-time.
I like what you're saying, big, bold steps. That's totally – hey, I'm going to hold you one more time just for a few more minutes. Jason Sain, Representative Sains out of North Carolina. We ought to go listen and watch what they did, folks. They're booming up, and we're not. Not a cut on us, but we got to make some changes. We'll take a break. Be back. Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured 4 beds and 2.5 baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can deal your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com.
With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year parts and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
At Clico.
See you.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show, last segment of this hour. 844-766-6607. The number if you'd like to be part of the program. Honored to have Representative Jason Sains joining us about their tax reform, what they did in North Carolina. You know, Jason, you make a lot of sense when you say that, you know, I made a big deal about you saying a little bite on the elephant, a little bit, but you're right. Y'all branched out in so many big things, which made it big. And Jason, that's where we're stuck. We're stuck on that right now. We're stuck on not moving the needle. On so many things that we need to move the needle on. And so that's why I thought I'm going to go to Texas, I'm going to go to Tennessee, I'm going to go to these other places and find out what people are doing. Because, see, I can't, or talking about it, you know, y'all say for decades and decades, hell, over here we say centuries and centuries. And look, I'm laughing because I live here. I'm not going anywhere else. I love it here. I want to see young people. I've seen so many people where that entire, every one of their kids, 3 and 4 kids, all gone. Every single one of them are gone because we don't do the fundamental things because there's a system here that feeds the good old boy network. Nobody's talking about cutting government. Nobody's talking about it taking government down to size. Nobody.
And you have to. You have to do it. And same thing here in North Carolina. You know, I love my state. You love your state. But we can't just sit back and just let it fall apart and let the way we've always done it think that's going to change into the future if you don't actually do the change. And you know, that's the definition of insanity, doing it the same way you always done it. You'll never get a different result. You know, I got a 16-year-old boy, and he plays football, and he plays the position of long snapper, center. They've got him playing linebacker on some plays. They got him playing running back on some plays. I tell him every day, you got to be good at everything they ask you to do. Mm-hmm. And that's what Louisiana's got to do. You got to be good at every position. You got to do the tax reform. You got to do the spending reform. You got to do the government reform. You can't, you know, government shouldn't be, a job center. I mean, you know, yeah, you got to get the functions of government done. But too often it becomes the way to get your buddies in, make sure they get paid, and you know, everybody's going to get a bite of the apple. Well, the problem is the citizen paying the bill, they're getting nothing, and they're paying for all of it. And that's got to change. You can't grow government, you know, and think that you're going to change something. You know, if you want to change government, you got to change the people who run it. Look, sometimes that means just letting people retire, not filling those positions. That works. Sometimes it means not creating new full-time employees. You know, full-time employees are a liability on your spreadsheet, and you have to approach it like a business mind would approach it and say, look, is this helping the people of my state, or is this just creating another position? And if the answer is just creating another position, if you're honest with yourself, then don't do it. You got to be responsible. You got to, and look, voters, let's go back though. Voters need to be held accountable too, because sometimes
we keep electing them.
Well, sometimes people get the government they deserve. If you want it changed, I tell you, folks, you got to hold these people accountable. I'm held accountable. My people talk to me. They say I'm doing a great job. But, you know, for years, and we had those same type of Republicans in my party. It's not about party. It's about the people you elect. Mm-hmm. Party's something that people hide behind. It's about whether or not people that you elect are committed to the reforms that they say they're going to do when they're running for office, and remind them of it. You know, there's nothing wrong with reminding somebody, hey, you said you were going to do this. Show me where you're doing it. They can't show you.
Yeah, I made a living for 31 years doing that. And I get Republicans that get mad at me because I challenge what they say versus what they do. And they get mad at me. I'm going, I didn't say it. I didn't make the promise you did. It's an incredible thing to watch. But, you know, when you're $15, $18 billion of backlog in roads, there's a reason we got there. So this, let me give you an example. So, and I'm not, this is not under Jeff Landry. This is pre-Jeff. So I'd say, okay, they all want tax increase. I said, show me what we did with the road money for the last 30 or 40 years, and then we can talk about revenue. And they won't do it.
Yeah.
They won't do it. So that tells me everything I need to know about DOTD. Show me what you did with the money. If it went all employees, retirement fund, whatever it went to, show me, because of only a fool would allow somebody to get that kind of debt. I'm sorry. I absolute fool. So I'm not giving in to any tax. We haven't had a tax increase in 30 years. What do we do with the money? We figure we ought to have roads of gold of the money that we put in our roads, but yet we're $15, $18 billion in the backlog.
Yeah. No, we were at the same place. And until we reformed how we even funded roads and where we put priorities. I mean, we were paving highways to ex-governors' houses, you know, way out in East North Carolina, where there were more animals than people. Mm-hmm. And we had beautiful, pristine roads. Meanwhile, in our cities at the highest populations, they were getting ignored. One, because when the Democrats were in control here, they didn't give it to the Republican areas of the state. So West North Carolina didn't get anything. And so we kept digging this hole. And it's the law of holes. Mm-hmm. When you're in one, quit digging. Mm-hmm. And we finally we're going to quit digging. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what we do. We dig and dig, and we throw a rope down and so we can dig more. I'm telling you, we have a state with a lot of good people. But a lot of people have given up and moved out. Now what's happening, Jason, which is really sad. You ready? These young people that are left and had their babies out of this state, their grandkids out of here, as you get older, you like to be by the grandbabies and the kids because you might need help. Start getting your 70s and 80s, you might need help. Now we're losing older people. Now this cannot be stopped, and you said it earlier in the program, until you get the economic part right, we ain't going to change that. Here's the problem here. We want to get government right. It's about the government money, all the money going to government, and the good old boy network of people that benefit. In the private sector, too. And so you got such a problem here. I can't believe a governor or representatives don't go to a state like North Carolina and say, lay it on the line, I want to know every step you made, and come back in and fight for it. That's what, if I was a representative or governor, I would. I'd go sit down, I'd learn everything I could, man.
They have to. They absolutely have to do it. And if you don't have the people there today that'll do it, find those people who will, because and I mean that with all sincerity. You know, having people that just want to do it the way they've always done it will never get you there, and you'll just keep losing people. And there's no reason in the world, a beautiful state like Louisiana. I mean, I'd love to live there. It's a beautiful place.
It is,
but I wouldn't do there. I wouldn't do it financially because I can do math, and the math says not the place to be yet. Has potential, but you got to get that math right.
Yeah, I think what I'm doing is, and it's the only thing I know to do now, I'm begging these legislators for many, many years to go talk to Texas, North Carolina, Florida, whatever. Now I figure, you know what the hell? I'll just go get the people from North Carolina and Texas and Florida and Tennessee and bring them here. Bring them here and tell folks what y'all doing, because there is a better way to do it. And the system we have now that benefits the good old boy network has got to be flattened and torn up and brought to his knees with a new way of doing business. So you guys can come in without being ugly to Louisiana, just telling us your story. And I'm humbled you came on today, and thank you so much.
Brother, I appreciate it. Always glad to talk. Call me anytime. Glad to be an evangelist on tax reform. And if Louisiana wants to take those steps, I'm glad to help.
All right, Jason. Jason Sains, of course, representative out of North Carolina. God bless. Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Thank you.
Don't go nowhere. Stephen Paul, my climate czar, just for a short segment. Tim Metcalf still to come. So all that coming up as the program unfolds. News Talk 96.5 KPEL Brobridge Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
She has to go. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. House Speaker Mike Johnson just joined growing calls in Congress for the Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle to resign days after the Trump assassination attempt at the rally in Pennsylvania, telling Fox,
"We have to have accountability for this. It was inexcusable. Obviously, there were security lapses. You don't have to be a special ops expert to understand that."
Now, the Homeland Security Inspector General opened an investigation into the Secret Service this morning. Fox's Brian Yenis reports.
Fox can confirm that rally goers going into the event flagged local police about a suspicious person apparently acting strangely and pacing near the metal detector, which set off a search. The question now, Bill and Dana, is when did this search begin? When was the Secret Service notified? And was it before the former president took the stage?
That was just on Fox News Channel moments ago. Senator J.D. Vance, the Trump running mate, will speak at the Republican convention to accept his nomination the night after ex-Trump 2024 rivals spoke out supporting him, including Nikki Haley.
You don't have to agree with Trump 100% of the time to vote for him.
Peter Navarro, a former Trump White House advisor, has just been released from prison this morning and plans to speak at the Republican convention this week. Navarro was convicted of contempt of Congress for not cooperating with the House Democrat-led Capitol riot investigation. Steve Bannon is still in prison for the same thing. President Biden's in Las Vegas, where the day after addressing the NAACP convention there, focusing on black voters' support, he'll address Latino supporters. Some Democrats keep questioning the president's mental fitness, wanting a replacement candidate, and they're worried about a planned virtual roll call to cement the Biden-Harris ticket in early August before the convention.
House Democrats today are racing to stop the DNC from virtually nominating Biden before the convention, writing to the DNC it would contradict what President Biden himself has repeatedly said to members of Congress in recent days, telling us that anyone who wants to challenge his nomination should do so at the convention.
Peter Ducey, America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, you've heard me say that cell phone service with Pure Talk is half the cost of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text, plenty of data. And you think, okay, Hannity, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Just ask the thousands of listeners who have made the switch of mine, and they love Pure Talk and their U.S. customer service, the great coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. Dial #250, say the keyword save now to start saving now on your cell phone plan. NYPD officer Jonathan Diller's tragic story made national headlines this year. Now, Jonathan was shot and killed by a career criminal during a traffic stop. Jonathan, who is just 31 years old, leaves behind his wife, Stephanie, and one-year-old son, Ryan. Now, nothing will ever replace the loss of a husband and a father, but the Tunnel to Towers Foundation was able to pay off the mortgage on the Diller family's home. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPL.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life. Fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below. You take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with The Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily features that entertain and inform, you won't want to miss a single episode. The Josh Guillory Show, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, only on News Talk 96.5, KPL.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5, KPL, or Town Square Media.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to be with you. I'll be gone the next couple of days. I'm trying not to take a vacation. I'm trying to squeeze a few days this week, a couple weeks, and we'll see how it all goes. But anyway, great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607. We're joined by my climate czar, Stephen Poor. Stephen, how you doing?
Doing great, Moon. How are you?
Stephen, I'm doing great. I keep getting to come across these stupid articles like in the Devil's Advocate and NOLA.com and his push of the Green New Deal and the green culture. And I just came across one. I had to get in touch with you just for a few minutes. Heat waves are becoming more brutal, new study shows. And if you go read it, the average person is not going to know what you're getting ready to tell them. But they did dates from 61 to 2023. And my first thing I noticed, why don't they do 1900 to 61 and let's see what happened then? But you came up with even better than that in the first paragraph of this article that went out to everybody that wanted to read this crazy stuff, how it's hotter now than it used to be.
Yeah. So the headline is the heat waves are worse. There are more of them. They last longer. They're worse than they've ever been before over the last 60 years. Oh, my gosh, doom and gloom. And the very first, that was the headline. And then you read the first sentence. It says, scientists with the EPA measured temperatures for the 50 largest cities in America.
Correct.
And I went, there's the problem. Moon, the surface of the entire United States is 3.8 million square miles. 3.8 million square miles. Now, you take the surface area of the 50 largest cities in America, and what you're talking about is about 15,000 square miles. So the area that they use to say that everything's getting worse is less than one-half of 1% of the area of the entire United States.
Wow. Wow.
And what's worse is they chose the most densely populated area of the United States to do their study, which will, of course, skew the data. Because since 1960 until now, we've built a whole bunch more skyscrapers. We've put in a whole bunch more concrete. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more glass and steel and metal. And all of that creates what we call the urban heat island effect, mm-hmm. which is in the area of a city, temperatures are indeed warmer today, but not because of carbon dioxide. It's because all of that metal and steel and glass heats up faster than grass and trees. So if you cut down a whole bunch of trees to build a whole bunch of houses and a whole bunch of buildings, which we need to live, that's a good thing. But if you put a temperature, a thermometer there, if your thermometer is sitting there in the middle of the trees and the grass, and then 30 years later, that's now neighborhood, or that's now downtown, or that's now an airport, that is going to be at least 20 degrees warmer.
Yep.
Just because of the metal and the steel and the concrete.
Stephen, most of these places and these measurements probably, I don't know, they didn't say, come from the airports, which is basically all concrete.
Almost all of them are coming from airports.
Yeah,
so let's just take Dallas-Fort Worth, because that was one of the cities they used, was Dallas, all right? Okay. So the Dallas temperature station, actually, not in Dallas. It's at the DFW airport, okay? So if you're taking the temperature from DFW, that's actually Arlington, not Dallas, or Irving, actually. So it's in between. So in 1960, that was mostly field,
mm-hmm.
and they built the airport out in the middle of the field because they had the space to do it. You put your temperature station there, you start measuring the temperature. Well, since then, that is no longer empty, open field. You've got all of these different cities that have built up, Las Colinas, Arlington, Irving. That whole airport is now densely populated in the middle of the fourth largest metro area in the country. And so, of course, it's going to be hotter now. And here's the part where I really am, you know, sometimes I can excuse people for buying into this global warming thing because I'm like, well, they're just ignorant.
Okay.
And I really try and, instead of just assigning malice to things, I really do try and just say, okay, well, maybe people just aren't as smart as people think they are. Moon, this study where you only take the 50 largest cities in America is so bad that it is either the meteorologists involved are absolutely incompetent morons, or this is intentionally deceptive.
Yeah.
And this is so stupid, I cannot assign simple ignorance. This is malice. This was intentionally done to lie to the American people. There's no other way about it. I cannot wrap my brain around a meteorologist being so stupid as to do this study with only the 50 largest cities in America.
But they do it, Stephen, and you know this as well as I do, because the average person reading this is going to go, wow, it's so much higher. And by the way, I've run into friends of mine who really think it's hotter now than we were when we were kids. But what they didn't look like is, like, when I was a young man, I was about 140 pounds. I'm 240 now. I'm a bigger guy. And by the way, my metabolism is probably not as good as it was at 63 as it was at 13. I mean, so people are buying, friends of mine, people that know better. Well, you know, I think it's hotter than it used to be. You don't think it is? I said, how do you get that? What data are you basing that on? And they said, well, and they tell you, social media and watching meteorologists on TV. This is blatant. I mean, it's malice. And you being right, you being very nice. This right here is written. This is in the devil's advocate. It's written.
Yep.
There's so much truth. Listen to us. Now, I brought up something else to you, because if you go back from 1900 to 1961, why didn't it go back to 1900 to see over 120 years? Maybe those waves of heat will show a lot hotter in other years, but they don't want to go back that far.
I'm still convinced that the hottest year in American history was 1934, followed by 1936. If you'll think back to history class, we learned about what was called the Dust Bowl in the middle of the Great Depression, mm-hmm. where they just couldn't grow corn. They couldn't grow any crops in Kansas and Nebraska, and it was just dirt. Moon, those years were brutally hot. But you know what? None of that's going to show up in the data so much because, one, they didn't go back to the 1930s.
they didn't use it.
But, two, they weren't using the temperature data in the Great Plains. They were using the temperature data in all the biggest cities along the East Coast and along the West Coast and down in New Orleans. They missed where the bulk of the heat is. Other than showing up in Chicago and St. Louis, a lot of that temperature record would have been missed even if you'd used the 1930s, simply because that's just not where the bulk of the heat was.
Let me ask you a question. If you went out today with a thermometer, and I'm talking about a good one now, or some of the technology that they have, and went to the airport and took the temperature at Shreveport Airport and then went out and took the temperature off, say, the Red River, you think you'd have a different reading?
No doubt. Minimum of 10 degrees difference.
That much?
Just.
Wow.
I
was thinking three or four, but 10. Wow.
If you're putting your thermometer over a runway,
You've got concrete. Mm-hmm. Look, if you go out in direct sunlight, okay, over concrete, you're easily looking at 20 to 30 degrees warmer than in a grassy field underneath a tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the difference between the direct sunlight and the concrete. So even if you're putting it your thermometer in a shade a few feet off of the runway, the heat from that runway that's in the direct sunlight is still going to go over and affect your thermometer at the airport. And this is a report that Anthony Watts has done, and he's been doing this for at least 20 to 30 years now, reporting on how 97% of all of the temperature stations in the United States do not pass NOAA's own categorization of where those thermometer stations should be placed. He calls them poorly sited thermometer weather stations. Over 97% of all of our temperature stations in this country do not meet the requirements that NOAA established itself for where those temperature stations should be placed.
Wow, Stephen. But once again, that's why I got you on, because you're getting 100% a different take when you pick up your devil's advocate, when you look at social media, when you look at the news. 100% different take. And they're not being fair. They're not being honest to the people they're lying to. And they never will admit it.
And on this particular study, there is no way to say this was an honest mistake by the EPA. This was just, we did bad science on accident. This was intentional bad science. This is not designed to educate. This model, this study is intended to deceive. It is intended to lie to the American people who don't have meteorological backgrounds. That's how bad this study is, to only pick the 50 largest cities in the country and say this represents the entire nation. No, you're a liar, and you should be fired, period.
By the way, heat wave becoming more brutal. New study show New Orleans among the worst. You only did it on 50 cities. How do we know New Orleans the worst when you only looked at 50 cities?
Exactly. It's a great point, too. And then also, think about how the city of New Orleans has changed since 1960. Think about all the construction. Think about all the suburbs growth since 1960. It's a huge, huge difference. And the airport's where the thermometer is. It, of course, it's going to skew the data.
Yeah, what frustrates me is the people, the average person, buying into it because they don't watch it. They don't read and they don't look at it. They catch everything from, like I told you, news. All news channels now, the weather is normally now the leading story, especially in the summer. They love the leading stories. I understand a hurricane somewhat, but even that, they start looking at that hurricane 19 days out. It don't matter if it's going to get close to the United States or not. But this right here worried me because, like I said, I know we had a dust bowl, and I pulled the other day, somebody sent to me all the record temperatures for every state in the 50 states here. And about 75 or 80% of them were all in the 1930s for their hottest day on record.
Yes, that's the whole point. The 1930s was the hottest decade on record in the United States history. So what global warming? What global warming? Look, if you grew up playing outside in 1976 to 1979.
I did.
Okay, fine. It's hotter today than it was in those years. But those years were some of the coolest in the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a couple degrees warmer now going outside on some days than it was in the 1970s. But that's because we've actually had some warming since the 1970s. But the 1970s was the low point. The 1930s was the high point. If you grew up playing outside in the 1930s, this is nothing. This is nothing.
Yeah. All right. Ain't no doubt about it. Hey, I got a few more minutes. Can you hold?
I can.
All right, I'm going to keep you a few more minutes. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to Moon Graffon Show. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill.
I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on College Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
This is Moon Griffon. The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you are sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine electric bills so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in your couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
Do you crave wine?
Hey, hello, welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. Stephen Paul, my climate czar, back with us. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Before I get back to Walker, you watched the All-Star Games. Softball uniforms at the National League and American League Baseball All-Star Game. Softball uniforms. That was hideous. I know most of us supposed to be watching the Republican deal. I had to turn it over, and I saw them uniforms. I fell out laughing. I said, I'm going to a softball game. That's what it looks like. You don't agree? You do agree. Okay, I'm about to say, even for a young man, you ought to look at that. And that was hideous. That was horrible. Even with Stephen Paul going, why the hell was I watching that? I turned it over there. I've been an old baseball guy. I loved the All-Star game when I was growing up. Don't know a lot of the players like I used to, but I knew – I want to see Skeens pitch from LSU. And I saw them uniforms. I just, hideous. Don't go look at them, Stephen. Don't go look at them. I'm telling you.
Well, now I got to. Morbid curiosity.
Well, I tell you what you do. You go look at them, and you're not as old as me, but you're old enough to know if you're a baseball guy. Hideous. I never seen anything that bad in all my life. By the way.
Even the 1970s Pittsburgh Pirate uniforms? Come on.
Oh, they look good compared to this. I'm not making it up. I remember those uniforms. They were horrible. The White Sox had some bad ones, too. This sucked, to say the least. Stephen, that's one of the reasons I like to get you on. I got a guy named Jason Isaac. I've been putting him on and getting people on that he talks about energy, of course. But he's in the fight, and I just don't feel like there's a lot of information to do what you did today. If you were sitting there debating the meteorologists on this, you would, and it was in a room with people with an open mind. They don't know if it's true or not. You would embarrass the heck out of them. They would be embarrassed to be even called a meteorologist. They could never answer that. So they write and say stuff because they know nobody is going to ever stop them saying it, especially on network news.
Look, most people will learn about global warming from news reporters. Most news reporters are journalism majors or English majors. Very few reporters have any scientific background. How many news reporters, just how many English majors do you know would know enough about how meteorology works to go, wait, you only use the 50 largest cities to conduct your study and to say that America as a whole has been getting worse with our heat waves? You've only looked at the places where we've put the most concrete and steel and glass over the last 60 years? That's the only place you looked? Most reporters wouldn't know to ask that question.
No. I don't. Look, I noticed it because I'm trying to keep up with this stuff. But what I noticed, too, and you didn't have time. This is a quick call I got you on. To go back from 1900 to 1961 to see how hot it was then and to see. And but again, though, when you bring up where they're taking these measurements at, probably were different from 1900. I know it's different from today. I mean, it just the things they're saying, they can put it out there as facts because most people will never think the big picture. They won't understand how to ask the questions. You're a meteorologist. You do.
Well, Moon, it would have taken me longer than just a couple of hours to pull together all of the information for all of the temperature for across the United States, to put together it into a database, to be able to run the numbers and do the regressions that are required to tell you whether we've had more heat waves or fewer heat waves. First of all, they never define in that article in NOLA what an actual heat wave is.
Correct.
A heat wave in Chicago is going to be very different than a heat wave in New Orleans. Heck, a heat wave in New Orleans is different than a heat wave in Shreveport. New Orleans, if you get up to 95 degrees, you're like, that's a heat wave. In Shreveport in the summer, it's not. You get over 100 degrees in Shreveport. Okay, now that's a heat wave. So how did they define what a heat wave actually was? The NOLA article doesn't actually talk about it. But in order to go back and really do a good analysis of heat waves spread out across the entire United States, it would have taken more than just a few hours because you don't just use the 50 largest cities in America. You've got to look at temperature stations out in the middle of Kansas.
You do.
And up at Pikes Peak and over in Death Valley. You don't just use the largest cities in America to do your data analysis if you are competent and honest.
Got to let you go, but you do if you want to put an angle on it. No doubt about it. Stephen
right.
Paul, God bless you, brother. Thank you.
Thank
you. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Hey, parents, you don't need the latest gizmo slang or clothes to be a perfect parent, because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
The entire world watched.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And humanity saw that the sky was not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. I want to thank, and we're expecting Tim Metcalf. I think that's him. We're expecting Tim Metcalf with Dino's to drive up, and that's him. We're going to get him on, but I want to thank the guy from North Carolina. I'm going to start getting people out of the state to come tell us what they're doing. I just don't know what else to do. I mean, it's a frustrating thing for me to watch, continue to watch the state not move forward. And I think we ought to move forward. So why not find out what other states are doing? Maybe somebody will get the idea that, you know what, maybe we ought to be doing something different, and especially Republicans. So we got that, and I just think the guy from North Carolina did a great job. And once again, we'll take advantage of trying to get some of these people on. I just think they need to come on. They need to tell our state what they're doing. It's so much different than everybody else's. That, to me, is very, very important. So we're going to do our dangdest. I've got a call into Tennessee. I got a call into Texas. We're going to find out what's their business climate, what they're doing. We had a guy from North Carolina today. And we're going to start getting people out of state to come tell us what they're doing, what they did on tort reform, what they did with lawyers. He said, well, you don't see all them billboards. He said, they do pretty good in North Carolina. But you don't see what they see them in Louisiana. Mr. Metcalf.
Doing, sir?
Mr. Metcalf, despite me, I'm hanging in there, man. Good to see you, man. Same. I know you're having a rough go with some stuff, but it nothing to do with the business. So,
no, that's right. That's right.
Anyway, what you got today, brother? I know I jumped the gun on you a couple of days.
You can fuss at me later. I was supposed to be here. I didn't put in my phone. Popcorn shrimp, boneless wings, and bone-in wings. Then we brought the Raging Cajun pizza. I'm thinking football already, Moon. You know, the rookies are reporting to the Saints camp. UL football's hitting me up for stuff already.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
You got to realize today is what is it, 17th?
17th of July.
Just go and blink. College and high school be practicing, and the pros cranked up already in some areas.
No, the rookies reported camp yesterday, I believe.
I'm just saying, you know yourself, once you hit the 4th of July, you hit football season, then you
That's
hit.
That's right.
Seemed like you hit You hit Christmas the next day.
The next thing you know. And it's Mardi Gras, and then it's summer again, yeah.
But summer's always different for restaurants. It's really good. It can be a little bit slow because people are moving. But really, Tim, it's getting back to more of a consistent state because by the end of July, I mean, kids go to school here. First week of August.
Yeah. First week of August.
I remember we used to go. It used to be the end of August.
They were trying to push it till after Labor Day. When we were in school.
Well, you used to go a little bit, and then you had a Labor Day weekend.
Right.
So in other words, things get back down to normal pretty quick.
Well, it was. But, you know, we're so old, they didn't have air conditioning in school. So we went to school. If they can believe that, right?
That's why they think it's hotter now. They all live in air conditioning.
That's right.
But during the summer, are there items that sell better during the summer than the rest of the year? I mean, y'all pizza's always amazing.
Salads pick up, during the summer, the lighter items. In the beverage department, you sell more beer than you do wine and liquor. It changes a little, but it's not huge.
It's not that big?
No.
Not as much as people think? No. You told me, though.
You know how much gumbo we sell? It's still in the middle. They, man.
You know, I tell my bride all the time, I make gumbo. She said, I don't want that. I said, why? Well, it's hot. I said, what do you got to do with eating? You eat hot rice and gravy, you eat hot barbecue.
That's right. Yeah, gumbo's not a cold food. But we keep the air conditioner down a little low. We'll put you in the mood. Yeah.
No, it's just funny because I'm getting to the point I'm ready to make a gumbo. I bought some crawfish early in the year, and I got 3 or 4 pounds of tail meat I want to use. I'm tired of watching them sit in the freezer. I got shrimp. I got pretty much everything I need.
That's all you need, yeah. A little roux, a little flour.
I'll tell you what, my bride may say that. Mm-hmm. And you know, Tonya, if I cook it, guess what she's going to eat?
She's going to eat it. She's going to eat it, for sure. Oh, yeah.
The other thing that picks up, you got camps and all that stuff. So people that are looking for stuff, you got big builders, not only at Dino's Pizza, but you got it at Prejean's where groups can come in. All we got to do is give you all a call.
Multiple dining rooms, groups. We can take big groups. We're really good at we like a large notice, but we're good at short notice.
Yeah, but you got a short notice today. The same thing with catering, though.
No, for sure. We're doing really good. We're doing, Dino's, I think I got 8 or 10 weddings on the books this year, full catering. So we're starting to move into that.
I didn't think about that. The spring weddings and the fall weddings are right around the corner. But you're right for football. I mean, y'all do a gigantic business because people tailgate. They're going somewhere. Do you still do the bake and take?
Take and bake pizzas? Absolutely, we do them. I mean, they work great on the pit, but my big thing is, why even mess with that pit? You know, have your camper, bring it over there. You know what? Get some food, bring it, sit down at your table, eat it, throw it in the trash can, go to the game.
I asked about that. If somebody's coming home through the day and they're there for lunch, and, you know, I'm going to pick up a pizza for the night, I get it. But somebody driving home, call in and pick it up.
Right.
Now, y'all still have call-in. They still have the companies that would deliver for everybody?
We have Grubhub or third-party delivery, call-in, walk-in. You can get us online. Online, we can order e-commerce.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about Prejean's. It's summer, but people are piling in there.
They're piling in. We get a lot of travelers. Everybody going to and from Florida. You know, they're not going to Grand Isle, it seems like. They're going to Florida, and they come down I-49 or even on 10, because only a couple miles off. They stop by. Well, it's a destination.
I told you, I mentioned bake and take, shake and bake, whatever you call it. Yeah. Somebody going down to the beach, that's smart to pick up. They throw it in the freezer and then use it later. You understand that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, a good friend of mine. Everybody knows him. He's the best fighter in Lafayette. I just sent him a bunch of them. He's headed to the beach Friday.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
You sent him the ones you got to bake them?
That's right. Okay. That's right. No, he's a good cook, man. He does creative stuff with them.
I'd have to ask my bride. You know, she's headed to the beach if she wanted to take that because, you know, she goes down there and basically don't like to bring a lot of stuff, shop, and then cook there.
No, you don't want to do full, and you got dishes. And look, you put it in that tray, pop it in the oven, pull it out, cut it. Serve it on the tray it comes in that you cook it in. Throw it away. There's no dishes. You don't want paper plates.
Oh, so the tray did.
A cookable tray that you can serve it on.
But you don't keep using it.
It's a one-time use.
People that go, I got a pizza tray. I can make my own pizza.
No. Go make it easy. You don't got to wash it. Just throw it away.
Summer employment, things like that, still going good for y'all. Steadied out for restaurant businesses now?
It seems it has. You know, your friend Superior Grill opened. We didn't lose anybody Superior. Knock on wood, it means I'm doing a good job. They hired up well, so, you know.
Well, no, I'm just kind of curious. I was never worried about you losing anybody to anybody because y'all do a good job with your business.
Right.
You know, if you do a good job, you're not going to lose people.
No. Good culture.
You know, I tell people all the time Superior Grill did come in, but, you know, I don't ever judge our economy off a restaurant.
No.
They come and go. And all it does is money gets traveled in different directions.
One opens or one closes, two open. It looks like.
No, I know, but my point being is I never based the economy on restaurants. That's not a cut on you.
No.
Anybody. It's a fact. Yeah, if you got people got money, I get it. I get that part of the economy. Right. But when as many restaurants open, not just in Lafayette, Baton Rouge, Shreveport, Monroe, whatever, it's not a telltale sign that everything's booming.
It's not a telltale sign
that somebody else wants to be in the restaurant business.
That's right. That's a fact.
So it's kind of interesting because that kind of money, it just floats around.
Right.
One of the things y'all do a great job, I know at Prejean's especially, is being on the interstate, y'all get to pick up that dollar that somebody else may miss.
That's right. We get the traveling dollars, the people from out of state.
Yeah, but they'll come back. But it's when they come back through.
That's right.
The local person has only so many dollars to go around. So that's why you guys do a great job, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be in business.
We're very fortunate with that. We are.
But you do a great job of servicing people.
Appreciate it.
Tim Metcalf, DinosPizza.com, Prejean's.com, 7 days a week, folks. Handles big crowds, catering. He does it all. Always a pleasure, my brother.
Yes, sir.
All right. We got to take a break. More to come. We'll be right back. folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun seasoning and Raging Cajuns delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it. We do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured four beds and two-and-a-half baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can deal your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com.
Small business.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. It's the number to be part of the program. All righty. I can't wait to have him on here. Bo Anders joins us with the Soul of Louisiana. And Bo, first of all, good to see you again, brother.
Good to see you.
I'm laughing because me and Bo been laughing about that because some people are calling him and fussing at Moon's ripping solar. And you know what's funny, Bo? And I'm going to let you talk about your company. I've advertised with solar people many times. And I advertise with people like you. And they're not listening to what I'm talking about when I'm talking about solar and the government and making people do it and buying forms and all that. That's a whole different ballgame of what you're doing. Now let's talk about solar Louisiana. Bo's over here about to laugh at me.
I am laughing at you. No. Well, let me start off with this. Thomas Massie, a congressman that's probably the most conservative congressman, said the other day, because he's been living off-grid on solar for 7 years, he said, a solar panel's just a rock that takes sunlight and turns it into electricity. And what it did for him is what it does for other people, which is, and that's what we say, it's the most American thing ever because it provides you independence. It allows you to control your own energy. And people say, well, you're in the solar business. I say, no, I'm not selling solar. I'm selling freedom. I'm selling the ability for these people to say, you know, utility company's great, but I can't control them. They raise prices, they raise this, they shut this off, they do whatever. Solar gives you that power to say, I'm in control of my electricity. I'm in control of how much I pay, how much I don't pay. And with what we do, and predominantly what we do now as far as residential people go, is we give them the ability to have a battery backup system.
That's what brought me to you. You were talking about a battery system. And a guy not familiar with that, I was intrigued. And I still am intrigued. So talk a little bit about the battery system and how this works, because I don't think I'm the only one that didn't understand the battery part of this as well.
Well, luckily for our communist friends in California and other places, they have to have batteries. And so it's driven the market. It's driven the technology. And we get to benefit from that. So if you've got a solar system and you add batteries or you put it in at the time, you're kind of done. So there's no more, you're not paying for anything from that point on. They're hurricane proof. They're quiet. They'll run your whole house day and night. And I love generators. I have a generator. My mom has a generator.
I got one of them too.
And they're great. But generators, my mom ran out of propane during Laura. She was out for 2 weeks. Well, with solar, that never happens. Once it's up there, unless the sun doesn't come up, and then all bets are off. But we've got this huge, colossal fireball in the sun, in the sky. It comes up every day. It puts out tons of energy. What we allow people to do is capture their share of the sunlight and run the house with it.
But you said people. You let people do it. They make the decision. This is their choice to do it, which, by the way, I ain't got a problem with choice at all.
Exactly.
Just to let you know. You've heard me enough to know where I was coming from.
No, I like people to make up their own mind. If it works for them, great. If it doesn't work for them, don't get it.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm not trying to push anything on anybody they don't need, but with the state of the grid that we have in America right now, Louisiana and the nation, the grid's a little dicey.
So this is not running off any grid at all.
None at all. Now, you can still be tied to the grid, but you can use that as your backup.
So tell us what Bo Anders, my special guest, you hear him advertised with on Solar Louisiana. Tell us a little bit more about the batteries and the connection of batteries, because you mentioned the sun several times. And when people think of solar, they think it's just the sun operating. What are the batteries there for? What do they do? What is their function?
So during the day, on a well-designed system, your house, every load in your house, your ACs, everything is running off the actual solar. Okay. Actually, what the sun's producing, it goes right into your AC, right into your hot water heater, right into your pool pump. While it's doing that, it's also making sure the batteries are fully charged. At night, or as soon as the solar production gets below a certain point, like 5 millisecond transfer. So fast, you can't believe it. Batteries are going.
Okay. So it's working. What you're telling me, and I think that's why you brought up a generator, what you're selling is the battery is like a generator.
Exactly.
When the sun's not there, you still work because you got the battery.
You're still working on your batteries.
Okay.
Now, we also can tie in a generator to the inverter that if your batteries ever get too low, but the sun's not up, it'll kick that generator on for an hour.
Will a battery be, if the sun comes up every day, but if the sun's not really shining, does the battery kick in some? If it's a gloomy day, it's a rainy day, it's a windy day, does a battery kick in and help on those days if you don't have direct sun?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So
I knew the battery came in as a bigger component of it, especially depending on what day it is.
Just think of a battery as like a generator that's on all the time. It knows what you need. It reads how much energy you need at that moment, and it powers it. And if you design it right, which we're getting pretty good at designing this stuff, then it'll handle everything. And even if you got rainy days, even if you got cloudy days, hurricane comes through, whatever it is, it's going to handle that from pretty much from now on. These battery lifespans we've got now are 20-plus years. Using them every day, 20-plus years.
How do they recharge?
Just like a battery recharges. The solar panels produce DC power. It charges these.
So you don't have to. You don't have to have like a. You know, I'm going back in the days of me being a fisherman. At least I call myself a fisherman. I come in from a trip. First thing I do is charge my batteries up. How does it charge? It automatically charges?
Automatically does. These inverters they have now, hybrid inverters, so they act like a regular grid-tied solar inverter when that's necessary. It acts as a battery inverter when it's necessary, and it's the brains of the whole outfit. So it's always monitoring the state of charge on the batteries. They get down, it brings them up, brings them down. It really is, I don't want to say it's idiot-proof because I'm kind of an idiot sometimes, but it's idiot resistant. I'll just say that. So you know, we like to.
So when you say if somebody goes to Solar Louisiana, here's what I'm going to ask you: what exactly are you selling people? What do your company sell? Somebody that's interested in doing this.
We take their needs, the house size, the energy loads, how much they've been paying to CLECO or SWEPCO or whoever, and we design a system based on what they want. If they want a partial backup, great, we'll do a partial backup. You want a whole house backup for, and you want pool pumps, you want whatever, 4,500 square foot house, we can do that. We design it, we install it, we maintain it, we monitor it, and in a rare event something happens, we know it and we go and service it. So we're full service across the board.
So when you say that, you sell them the panels, the batteries?
We sell everything.
Okay, you sell everything to the homes and individuals?
We've been doing this in Louisiana. We started in 2009. We've been doing this 15 years, and we've figured it out pretty good by now. And everything's getting really nice. The technology's really nice. And I've never had a customer that said, wow, I wish I didn't have all this solar and all these batteries.
Do you have to work through the federal government, state government, or you just...
Everybody gets a 30% tax credit,
okay.
And it's one little line on their 1040. Whatever it costs, the whole cost of the system, even if we add a generator on top of it, everything's 30% federal tax credit on the whole shooting match. And if you got commercial, we do lots of commercial, because we save small businesses tons of money outside of the metro areas. So everything's considered rural, which is Slidell, Covington, Monroe, Alexandria. All we get those 50% REAP grants from the U.S. government makes that almost free for them. But what we're trying to offer people is, here's your options. I feel like I'm selling life preservers when people are heading to the Titanic, because this is something that one day we all may really need.
No, I just kind of curious how it worked. You know, everybody doesn't know how all this stuff works. That's why I was curious.
No, and anybody can call, anybody can email us. It's solarlouisiana.net is our website. All our contacts info. We answer questions.
Big question. Man says, I'm interested in this. They install in existing homes, and will they come to North Louisiana?
We go everywhere. Anywhere in the state. I don't like going into New Orleans if I don't have to, because I'm not bulletproof.
Yeah.
But we cover everything else in the state.
This guy's Louisiana, North Louisiana, I'm going to say, toward the Farmville exit. Website, phone number.
SolarLouisiana.net, and the phone number is 318-753-0140.
All right, Bo Anderson. Thank you, Bo.
Thank you, Moon.
Tell your bride she missed out on the fun and the food.
And the food.
Absolutely, tell her.
And the air conditioning.
Oh, because she was nervous. It's too hot out there, Bo. Come inside.
No, tell me about it.
Scott McKay's going to join us at 11:07. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.